This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. In the days following a series of bombings across the city, Austin residents are searching for answers. Two people died and two others were seriously wounded in the attacks. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
I had to walk down Haverford Drive twice to find the North Austin home where Anthony House lived. The front door has been boarded up with plywood, but save for that, there's nothing to indicate what happened on this quiet residential street on March 2nd. That morning, 39-year-old House became the first victim of a series of bombings across the city. He was killed when a package left on his front porch exploded. Craig Stein lives across the street. He says it's been a tense time.
Finding out on Monday that it's continuing is also scary for the entire city, and what really made me the most upset, besides obviously the loss of life, was that it might be racially motivated. That's what made me feel sick.
At first, Austin police thought the package bombing on March 2nd was an isolated incident. They had a theory that the attack may have been retaliation for a drug raid they'd done at a house down the street recently. That home looked similar to the one where Anthony House lived. Police thought the attacker may have delivered the bomb to the wrong address.
Is that Red House?
Yeah.
Where there was a warrant issued like at 4 in the morning a few weeks ago, loudly busting the door in, and that woke us up. And so that was a strange thing that happened on the street, because this is obvious, like, just look around, it's very quiet.
But the police's theory about the drug bust connection changed when two more package bombs exploded Monday morning. One in North Austin killed 17-year-old Draylen Mason and injured his mother. Another seriously injured a 75-year-old woman in Montopolis. House and Mason were both African-American men. The victim of the Montopolis attack is Latina. Speaking earlier this week, Austin Interim Police Chief Brian Manley said investigators are not ruling out the possibility of a hate crime.
One of the key things we're trying to understand is there a connection between the victims? What is the victimology? What is the motive behind these attacks? And that's one of the investigative avenues that we are tracking.
Police are looking into reported connections between Anthony House and Draylen Mason, who were both members of prominent African-American families. It's unclear whether they had any connection to the victim of the third attack. With plenty of unanswered questions, though, people are beginning to piece together their own explanations. Nelson Linder is president of the Austin chapter of the NAACP. He says he's been involved with the investigation from the start, and he's certain the victims were targeted.
The personal angle is going to eventually solve this case. And I feel very confident about that.
Linder says he knew Anthony House, and he has a personal relationship with the family of Draylen Mason. He thinks the attackers were targeting the Mason family. Linder points to a woman named Erica Mason, who lives on the same street as the victim of the third bombing. He says attackers may have mistakenly assumed she was a relative of Draylen Mason and placed the bomb outside the wrong house.
That was an unintended consequence. She was not the target. They were looking for Erica Mason, who lives across the street. We knew right away that bomb was a mistake. There was an Erica Mason, who is not related to the family, who was targeted by these murderers.
Austin police have declined to confirm whether Erica Mason may have been the target. For now, local police and federal agents continue their investigation. The FBI has brought in bomb technicians, evidence teams, and criminal profilers to help identify suspects. APD Chief Brian Manley says it's likely to be a long investigation. Saida Hassan, KUT News.